frustration at the end of that game by your team. What did you tell your group about this one?
Well, we knew we had to be competitive. It was a competitive game. A couple of bounces here and there. It was a real tight game. You know, and they capitalized on the chance in the third, and it was the difference in the game.
Talked a lot about puck management throughout the course of the night. A big turnover early, and then there you are, though. Yeah. Still in this game in the third. There was a puck battle loss, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a one-on-one battle we lost. But, our execution was at times good in the game and at times not so good. But both teams chucked hard. It was, that's the kind of game I expected there. It was going to be lots of little battles, and unfortunately, we couldn't get the win.
Before then, the power play, though, had been capitalizing for the good. And
yeah, it capitalized with some pucks get to the net, and we didn't. Our execution was poor to get it set up in the zone to allow us to get to the net more. So that's, we'll take the two off it. But the mistakes we made a couple mistakes on their 5-on-5 goals, or the one shorthanded goal and the 5-on-5 goal that cost us, and it's a difference in the game.
Is it tough to find a rhythm, Dave, when there's so many power plays? Or what do you make of that type of pace?
I thought there was too many calls in the game, but that's for another day.
What did you think of Anders tonight between the pipes, Dave?
Yeah, he was solid. He was solid. Just gave us a chance. That's all you can ask from your goaltender. I thought, like I said, it was a tight game, a couple bounces here and there.
Dave, when did you find out Mike wouldn't be able to even back up tonight because you were unsure this morning?
Yeah, late this afternoon. We talked a while this afternoon, and then it became clear that we didn't want to put him at risk, and we brought Langhammer just as a safety blanket, and we ended up using him.
Yeah, he was just the closest kind of goalie to get.
Yeah, he was in Rapid City, so it was the easiest late notice. He was the easiest guy to get here.
What's Mike's kind of forecast? Do you figure it's just a day-to-day thing?
I think it's a day-to-day. We'll get home and get him looked at, and hopefully he's ready to practice Monday, but we don't know that yet.
Yeah, the way this trip ended, though, in Montreal and here tonight, how do you leave with the image of your team?
Well, we competed hard. I mean, there's some things we have to clean up puck-wise, and that's going to be the first day of the season, the last day of the season, you talk about those things like that. But we competed hard. We just come up a little short tonight.